12 o'clock on the dot. And as promised, I've got the two lovely ladies in studio from Chic Shack Design and Interiors. I've got Kate. Welcome, Kate.
Hello.
And I've got Lou. I'm going to call you Lou. I also get called Lulu, yes. But I'm a Lulu and you're a Lou.
Okay, thanks yes. for having us, Lulu.
It's an absolute pleasure. And, you know, obviously new to town, you're actually not anymore. You're now practically part of the furniture here. But you have been here how long?
I've been here for 4 years. And
I'm just nearly at three.
Three years yeah. already, hey? Mm. Isn't that amazing?
So pretty much part of
pretty much part of the furniture. And you've got a beautiful business called Chic Shack Design. Is it Chic Shack Design Interiors or Interiors?
It's Chic Shack Design.
Chic Shack Design. And it's at Zandspruit. It's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful shop. And and if you haven't been there, do yourself a favor and pop around. You'll find something there for yourself. But Kate, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, okay.
Just give us a little rundown about where you come from and where did you go to school? Did your sisters always work together or is it something that's happened lately?
No, it's, well, we grew up in Bryanston, or went to Bryanston High, and I'm very much a finance, procurement, admin person. And it sort of paired very well with what Louise did. And we just found a nice common ground. And it just was a good synergy, I think, to work together.
Yes.
And, yeah. And then I ended up coming to Hoedspruit. Well, I guess let Lou tell you the story. She's the yes. the leader of the team.
Yes. Well, Lou, as you know, I divorced the hoodlum
yes.
a number of years ago and left Joburg to try and get away from him.
But and apparently, he stole followers.
Yeah, well, I can't run fast enough, apparently.
Or far enough.
So, yeah, so actually it was during lockdown, and I think, as with many people, I had time to think, you know, reassess my life, and I decided I didn't really want to be in a big city any longer. And we actually were doing some work for some clients up here, and I thought, let me rather come and live here and travel back to Joburg for my Joburg clients. So sold up and moved here. I also wanted a better lifestyle for my son.
Yes,
so
course.
It was a really good move for him. And said to Kate, let me go and get settled and I'll give you the word. And yeah, as soon as we were ready, she moved up here. And since then, my mum's followed, Guy followed. Yeah, we're just short of one sister who still lives in Joburg.
Okay, well, she should follow too.
Yeah, I don't think she's a bit of a Santon girl. She's coming.
Santon girl.
Okay. Yeah. And so with the starting the business here, you already, like you mentioned, you had clients in Joburg. And what sort of projects have you managed to get here? Was it quite a long take a process to get yourself going in this industry here in Hoedspruit? Because there were already a few interior decorators here.
Yeah, so there are. My background is advertising, and then I sort of fell into the exhibition industry, which at the time was a fantastic industry. We did work for blue chip clients all over South Africa, internationally as well. And it was a really good industry to work in. Then I started to see that industry changing, less money was being spent on exhibitions. And I think the focus on marketing just changed a lot with corporates. So we started moving into interiors, did some very nice projects in Joburg. One of the projects that we're particularly proud of is the Absolute Aviation passenger lounge at Lanseria, really transformed what was quite a dark and gloomy space into really a beautiful business class style lounge. And then moved up here, we have done quite a bit of lodge work. Savannah Private Game Lodge is one of our favorite clients. We've slowly transformed refurbished most of the lodge. We've done private homes. We've got done one lovely project at Zandspruit, which was literally managing a build from foundations through to furnishing the entire home, down to toothpicks and toilet paper.
What a project!
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I can imagine.
It was one of those things where, you know, being the procurement person, I I'm just out there with you the credit card, you know, purchasing. And it was very exciting to see how it all came together, because it really was just dirt. And then how the house came up, got furnished inside. We moved into, you know, all the kitchen stuff, linen, all of those things. So very exciting to see it all happen.
And obviously the clients were over the moon. Were they part of the process, or were they?
Very much removed. So the client lives in the States. Okay. So, you know, we would have meetings when he was here, discuss it. And then we kind of had carte blanche.
Oh,
but I think one of the things that we're particularly strong on is understanding what clients want, understanding how they live, you know, what works for them, what works for their families, and then we implement that. So it's not about our style.
Yes.
It's about what the client wants, how the client lives, and really what resonates with them.
Absolutely. Because it is, we've all got our own taste in music. Mm. So we've all got our own styles, and there's many times when you can't please everyone, but you've got to make the best you can for that person and what they're looking for.
But that's the exciting part about this job, is that everybody's different. So no job is ever the same. No lodge, no room, nothing's ever the same. And so it's nothing's the same any day. Mm. So it's a very fulfilling industry.
But talking about other interior designers in this town, what is actually lovely is that I think there are quite a few, but all of them have their own style and their own client base, and we actually work quite closely with some of them and would love to work with more of them. And also there's certainly enough work to go around.
Good.
So there's certainly we all work pretty well side by side.
Okay, and you did Wild Heart as well.
We did. We're busy with Wild Heart.
I've seen some beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Working
lodge.
Through it, refurbishing room by room. Colleen's very smart in that she's just managing the budget, which a lot of our clients do. We also, one of our first projects when we moved to town was Karuna Day Spa. Just we happened to meet Ashley, the lovely Ashley from Karuna Day Spa, and she said, "I need some help," and we were like, "We're your guys." So we jumped in, and I think if anyone's been there,
that's gorgeous.
They can see it's a lovely space to go and have a facial or something spoily. And then we've done little projects at Kaya and Glorvu. We've done the honeymoon suite, which is quite a fun, funky little room. We've got a couple of nice lodge projects on the horizon, which we can't really talk about yet. But if those come off, we'll be
excitement.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so.
And obviously your suppliers for all your furniture, are they mainly all in Joburg, or do you just source from everywhere?
So we do source from everywhere. That living in Hoedspruit, that is one of the challenges.
Yes,
is that there's very little that you can actually find in Hoedspruit. Yeah. So we source from all over the country, and if clients need really beautiful things from overseas, we have a lot of suppliers and contractors that we've worked with for many years. We know how they work, we know what they're going to deliver, so that's amazing. And then obviously you're always looking for something new, something different, so it's mostly Kate's job to shop around and find what she can find.
Do you go to the big shows in Joburg? The what was the last one? At Gallagher Estate?
SACTA.
Do you go to the SACTA show?
It's a lot more for the... It's a very formal... The things on... And it's not really our...
It's for retail.
Yeah, and it's that's not really what we're after. We're always looking for something different, something a little bit more interesting.
More unique.
It's quite run-of-the-mill stuff, which a lot of retailers put in their stores, and that's not really our vibe that we're going for.
So our shop is... when we arrived in Hoedspruit, we sort of thought about how we were going to go about building up a network and getting clients. And that wasn't really going to happen working from an office, you know, from home. So we decided to open our shop and offer clients lovely, beautiful things.
Yes.
And it's worked really well in that I would say like 85% of our business comes through people that we've met in our shop.
Wonderful.
We chat to everyone who comes through, and so that's worked really well. And we try to keep introducing new beautiful items. We don't keep too much of anything because we don't want, you know,
the whole of Hoedspruit
to have the same.
Yeah, you know, every house to have this bowl.
Yes,
you know?
But what we do also do is try to support local. You
Absolutely.
Know, we have a lot of local artists that keep their beautiful things in our shop.
Lovely.
And we change those regularly. The other lovely thing we have in our shop is a nice collection of investment art. And I think we will continue to grow that. We've had a couple of little art exhibitions which have worked really well, and I think
we've actually got some really beautiful pieces in at the moment from a local artist, Colbert Mashile.
Mm.
I think he's got a home in the wildlife estate, and he also farms in Bushbuck Ridge, if I'm not
wonderful.
If I'm not wrong. He's super successful, very, very current. And we've got some beautiful pieces at the moment of his in the shop.
You should put that
shop.
On your Facebook page so people can see
yes.
it.
Mm.
So I think we will.
Because that's wonderful. And, you know, I'm all about supporting local as much as you can. And
I think it's really important in a town like Hoedspruit that's growing, and we need to do what we can to support local. And there's some amazing talent in this town.
Completely. I couldn't agree with you more. And, Kate, you've got something in the pipeline that you are going to be bringing to the shop. What is it going to be?
I've been working on a range of ladies' pajamas. Something that I've always, it's been a little bit of a bugbear for me, is these horrible pajamas always saying it's a teddy with something saying I love you. Just quite vulgar, the whole thing. So I've been working on a beautiful range of ladies' shorty pajamas. 100%.
Is it shorts and a top?
Shorts and a top.
Nice.
Yeah, 100% cotton. A beautiful cotton that I've managed to source. And we're printing our own fabrics,
lovely.
Sort of wildlife, different, you know, something for those who aren't so, you know, don't want a sort of big giraffe on them or whatnot. We've got some beautiful things, some flamingos, baby zebras, all sorts of things. So very excited about that.
Beautiful. And when is that going to be in stock?
Hopefully August, September.
Okay, yeah, but you'll let us know on social media so people can come and buy.
For sure. Yeah, it's going to be very exciting, and we're excited about it. It's just another added extra for our shop.
Completely. And that's one thing I always find with Hoedspruit is that you cannot hustle just one thing. You've got to hustle a lot of things.
Mm.
And I think it just it brings feet. People know, okay, I can go there, but I can get something else there as well.
Yes.
Not just not just decor stuff.
Interior stuff.
Yeah. So I think it's very important. Mm. And going forward for yourself, Lou, have you got a few projects in line? But let's say, for example, what is the rules and regulations of placing furniture? Do you try and mix and match fabrics? Do you try and keep it one color? Or, you know, because I'm a bit of an old and a new.
Yes.
So I like some, I've got some classic cupboards that I've repainted, but then I've also got big, beautiful Nguni mats. The contrast is always different, but it's obviously personal. But what are the sort of going rules with trying to get your place up to scratch?
Well, I think the most important thing is to surround yourself with things that you love. It's your home, it's your sanctuary, it's the place that you go to at the end of the day to spend time with your family and relax. So if you love an Nguni rug, then that's what you should have in your home. And it sounds like you have a bit of an eclectic mix, which is actually lovely and can work really, really well. I always say to clients, don't discount consulting a professional.
Yeah.
So often you can save yourself a lot of money by just getting a few basics going in the beginning. But the things that I would say as good starting points for if you're wanting to upgrade or just give your house a little bit of a facelift, paint is a lovely way to start. You know, you can and I always say don't paint white.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
bring a color. Some people are bolder with colors than others, but find the colors that resonate with you. You've got to look at them every day and introduce them. And you don't have to do the whole room in a color. You can do one focus point, paint one wall a color and see how you feel about it. The other thing that we love is wallpaper.
It's not based.
Love wallpaper.
And there is so much out there, so many beautiful designs.
It's made a big comeback.
Wallpaper, big comeback. And there's the price ranges are, you know, you can get a really inexpensive roll of wallpaper, and then you can get something that you'd have to sell your kidney for.
So, yes, of course.
Find something again. Wallpaper one wall, and make it a focal point. The other thing that is quite fun to do if you're not wanting to spend a lot of money is recover your scatter cushions. Find a beautiful, fun fabric, recover your scatter cushions, pick up a color that may be that's in your paint or in your wallpaper. But the I think the most important thing is to surround yourself with beautiful things that you love. And the other thing a lot of people make mistakes with are throwing out granny's old couch. You know, those old furniture,
sturdy,
they make things like they used to.
So find a beautiful fabric, recover it, put on some fun scatter cushions, and you've got
and
a fresh new look
going. You know, with nowadays, with all the different paints available on the market, I think you can also refresh your furniture by getting some of the, some new colors. I love painting, so I enjoy. And talking about wallpaper, when we were in the Eastern Cape, I knew an architect down there, and she had those sample packs of wallpaper, loads of them, and she would have them all in her garage.
The sample books,
those big books.
Yes, yes.
And we had a restaurant, but it was such a big restaurant, and we thought, well, how are we going to put, what are we going to put on the walls? So what we did was we went and got Perspex, that wooden board, that, what's that, pliable board?
It's like just
bassin board.
Yes, like a board. And we got 2 meters, and what we did is we stuck the wallpaper on. We got it to match. You know,
amazing.
We went through all these books, and you know, it was a spectacular sight.
Stunning.
And we put that on the wall, and we framed it with a wooden frame around it. And every time someone new came into the restaurant, they just said, where did you get this?
Oh, amazing. And that's the thing, is you can be very clever with wallpaper.
Yeah.
A client was telling me the other day that they had some wallpaper left over, so they wallpapered the front of a bar counter, and they said it just looked so amazing.
Yeah, so it's not just for the walls.
Not just for walls. But to go back to your point about framing, the other thing that makes a big difference in rooms is to take old art pieces that you may have on your wall, or maybe something you inherited from granny, but it's a beautiful picture, just reframe it. Put it in a more modern frame, and also make sure that you hang your art at the right. Too many people hang art too high.
Yeah, because they think they must look up at it.
Yes, so the center of your artwork must be at eye level, which is normally about 1.5 meters from the floor. And that makes a big difference to a room. Yes, otherwise, phone us. And
yes,
we'll help
that's
you.
Exactly what makes life so much easier if you just get hold. And how can people get hold of you, Louise?
So we do have a website that people can go and have a look at some of the work we've done, which is shikshakdesign.co.za. They can pop into our shop. There's always somebody there to chat to.
And your shop is next to Karuna Day Spa at Zandspruit.
At the farmhouse.
At the farmhouse.
That's right, yes.
And I can recommend people go and have a look. You've got the most amazing shop.
Oh, so thank you. Thank you so much.
I hope you come. They're banging your door down.
Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
And a contact number?
They can contact me on 084-381-7071.
Fantastic. And but the roots are staying in in Hoedspruit.
The roots are in Hoedspruit.
I was in Joburg last week.
And how was it?
It was...
Was it surreal, or was it?
It was. I needed to come back to my safe, beautiful place here.
Yes,
and it's gorgeous to be back. And Hoedspruit is a beautiful place, and it makes for a good life. We were actually talking about it with the hoodlum last night. Yeah. How it is a beautiful life here.
I cannot agree with you more.
And we're lucky. Yeah, we did. We all took the plunge, and I think that takes a lot of guts.
Yeah,
but. That's a good life.
I could not agree with you more. Even Cape Town, I love Cape Town. Mm. And I was there for a while, and I landed back here. And just the fact that I could just climb into bed and just sleep with not having to worry about the windows, locking the doors, and it was quiet. Mm. Mm. And just that feeling of for being home.
Yeah.
So that's what's so important.
Yes, absolutely.
But ladies, thank you so much for coming in studio. It's so, you know, and I'm all about local, but I'm also all about ladies. And you know, we've got so many business ladies that are, have their own businesses in Hoedspruit. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important that we support each other and network together. In actual fact, someone is setting up a meeting.
Yes, they are. It's definitely happening.
Yes. And I encourage, we'll put it out there on Facebook as well, sooner to the time. But I encourage all ladies in business to come and join and just network, because that's what you need to do. You need to network and you need to get yourself out there at the end of the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But congratulations on creating such a beautiful shop.
Thank you.
And a successful business.
Thank you.
And strength to strength. And I want a size medium. And I don't know what...
We'll bring you a beautiful surprise.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Lovely to have you on in the studio with me. And there we go. That was Kate and Lou from Shik Shak Interiors.